Message number 1330. My loyal sacred servants who remain true to my word will rise and guide you. Wednesday, March 4, 2015 at 22:12. My dearly beloved daughter, my voice has been suppressed by the spirit of darkness at a time when humanity needs me the most. The spiritual battle is a fierce one and is being fought by my kingdom against the forces of the evil one. Yet many people are oblivious to this fact because the spirit of evil is pouring out a new false doctrine which on the surface will be seen to be popular, admired, welcomed and applauded by those who profess to speak my word but which is not of me. The evil one is careful, cunning and devious, and so when his agents present a new approach to my teachings, you can be sure that it will be dressed up in an admirable way that will be seen to be just. The power of my enemies is strangling the faith of my people and they do not see what is being placed before them. Confusion does not come from me. My word is clear, my teachings infinite. Humanity has embraced humanism and atheism as a substitute for me. I have been discarded and my word is tolerated only in some parts while the other parts have been twisted to suit the needs of sinners who want to justify their iniquities. They may condone heresy amongst themselves, but I am all-seeing and I will judge Christians by the way they reject my word and by the actions they embrace which are against me. Christians are being quickly ostracized in the world and they will suffer great hardship because of the hatred that exists in the world against me. I am despised by those who once knew me but who have now rejected me. I am barely tolerated by those who know who I am, who dismiss some of my teachings because the truth makes them uncomfortable. I was shunned by many during my time on earth, and especially those proud souls who led my flock in the temples. They preached the word of God but did not like to hear the truth from my lips, the true Messiah. Today there are disloyal servants of mine who fail to adhere to the truth. Many of them no longer accept my holy word, which like the waters of a spring remains crystal clear. They have muddied the water which pours forth from the Holy Spirit, and innocent souls will drink it. The truth will be distorted and many will be forced to swallow the doctrine of darkness, which will shine brightly like a dazzling star. This new false doctrine will have nothing to do with me, and only those who believe in the Holy Gospel and who refuse to deviate from it will find eternal life. I came to bring you the truth to save you, and you crucified me for doing so. Yet through my death on the cross I defeated death. Everything I did was for you, and everything that comes from my victory over death is yours. Life of the body becomes yours when you believe in me, and your soul will live forever. Reject me before my second coming and you will not be ready to receive me. Should you embrace lies though you already know the truth of my word, you will fall into despair. And now I am to be crucified once more, and this time there will be little mourning for my body, my church, for you will have deserted me by the time I come on the great day. I will have been forgotten about, but the impostor will be idolized, worshipped and greeted like royalty, while I will lie in the gutter and be trampled upon. Only by the power of the Holy Spirit will my true followers be able to withstand this battle for souls, and I am giving you every grace to open your eyes to the truth and to prevent you from being devoured by deceit. My loyal sacred servants who remain true to my word will rise and guide you on the path of truth. These brave sacred servants of mine will receive extraordinary graces to enable Christians to see clearly the difference between right and wrong. Take heart, all of you, and know that these graces are now being poured upon these servants of mine, for without their leadership you would find it difficult to proclaim the truth. I love you all. I will never desert you. I draw you to me and urge you to recite my crusade prayers to receive the blessings which are necessary for this journey ahead of you. The Holy Spirit rests upon you, and you will be filled with every gift possible to sustain your devotion to me. Call on me always to help you, to give you courage, strength, and the ability to treat your enemies with the love and compassion that is needed if you are to become a true disciple of mine. By loving my enemies does not mean, however, that you accept heresy. I also ask that you refuse to engage in any kind of hatred in my holy name. Proclaim my word. There is no need to defend it. Your beloved Jesus Christ, Savior and Redeemer of all humanity.